Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, we're all in this together.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Ho ho, everybody. Welcome back.
You ever have deja vu, Zach?
Not going to let me. Okay, great. Don't let it slide. Don't. It's fine. It's fine.
Yes.
I sent Jared. I physically gave Jared a comic book. I have 3 copies of this. It's fine.
I'm not disputing it.
I was just, in reality, I do. So it's like, oh, you were looking at something illegally on the internet. I have 3 copies of this. It's fine.
No, you left it on my porch. I got home to read it for the show. I was like, I've read this before.
I read this 2 years ago. So then I panicked, and we did a different thing that was supposed to be next week.
Although I could have just the whole time played this off and see if you remembered that we'd already done it.
Nope, I wouldn't have. We just could have done the same show twice, just 2 years later.
I don't know if it would have been any better than the first time we did the show.
Who knows? But yeah, so we had to make a last-minute correction. So Kitty? These are fresh takes. Fresh takes.
Kitty? Maybe my favorite part of the whole episode I just watched.
Great. Hey, that episode is charming.
Oh, yes.
Full of holiday cheer. Welcome to the month of December, where we do holiday-esque stuff. Although, let's start with programming notes for the month. Be a bit of an abbreviated month this year. Last year, we ended up taking a break at the end of it.
Oh, excellent.
We're going to do this week, and we'll do the next 2 weeks kind of as regular, but then the final 2 weeks of the year.
Oh, let me look at my calendar. It is December 1st.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to do 3 weeks regular in December, then we're going to have another show that we record that I might split into two, depending on how long it is, which is just going to be more of a conversation than anything. Talk about Christmas and Christmas traditions and favorite bits and least favorite bits and 2020 as a whole. And depending on the length of it, I might split that. It's just going to be a conversation. It's not going to be like structured like this is this part and this is this part. To be honest, I'm going to be on vacation, and it's going to be the first non-long weekend I've had since 2014.
Wow.
So I don't want to do podcasts.
I don't play. Where are you going?
Nowhere, because there's nowhere to go. I'm just going to stay at the house, but I'll be here with my wife, and you know, how is that?
I mean, I guess there's not really any place to go in the middle of a global pandemic, but
no, there's not.
You're taking a vacation from work. You're not going to do any work type stuff.
Yes, I'm going to have 16 days off. I literally haven't had more than a long weekend since 2014.
Wow, this is excellent. We could finish Mario weekend.
But so we'll record something ahead of time that's just a conversation, and I'll do it over 1 or 2 weeks at the end of the year. Because also, podcast release date for the non-patrons is going to be Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So I'm like, let's just do something different. And that is our scheduling note for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, that wasn't like a robust scheduling note.
Yeah. There's still going to be at least 4 more shows in December, maybe 5, depending on how long that conversation goes. We'll see.
I think it could be quite the conversation, not going
to
lie.
I mean, also last year, it was nice to take a break. Like, I enjoy doing the show, but, you know, yeah. It was nice to have a little buffer. Like, I didn't have to actually have a responsibility that week.
It is. I mean, that's what all the... That's what all the professionals do. They take that Christmas, New Year's week off.
Yeah, so we'll do something similar. But I still wanted to put out like a conversation, probably less quote-unquote in character, because there is still a performative aspect to this. I'm just going to be like, what's up with you?
How goes it?
And we'll just turn on the microphone.
Oh, you just want me to sit back on the couch like kind of like some sort of a therapist and just let out?
Wait. So if you're letting things out, are you the therapist or the therapy?
Oh, yeah, I'd be you're good point. Maybe I was calling you like some kind of a therapist.
Yeah, it'll just be a different kind of end of the year show, but at least want to give something for content.
We love content.
But from there, speaking of holiday cheer, this one has nothing to do with anything. It's time for the Mando Minute.
Mando!
Minute?
Mando.
Okay, great. I feel like that's the thing you do now.
Yes, I'm supposed to. It's in my contract.
I paid you.
You did. You did pay me.
I'm going to have that's
why I'm stepping my game up. I'm being even more engaged than I ever have been before.
I'm going to have HBO Max through January, so I just gave you my login for 2 months. I'm like, Merry Christmas. This is your payment for the show. 2 months of HBO.
Hey, that's two more months than I had. That's plenty of time over Christmas break for me to binge Game of Thrones.
Every season.
Yeah. Well, what else am I going to be doing?
Watchmen. Veep. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wow. I got a lot then, don't I? I'll be darned.
The Vow. That's that Nexium sex cult one.
I don't have time for that.
This is where we talk about The Mandalorian for a minute or more, but it is full spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, time codes are listed down below where you can skip ahead. No messing around with this one. They're just full-blown Ahsoka. You know what? You talk, because you don't know the character, so give me the outsider perspective. The guy that hasn't really seen this character before.
Okay.
I don't know why you're questioning me. You're like, you piece of shit. Like, I was expecting you to carry it.
Oh, you want me to carry it?
No.
I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was different than the other ones, and you really needed to have done your homework on all of kind of the extended universe and canon stuff.
Yeah, this show's done messing around. Like, if you're not keeping up with the last 12 years,
yes,
then get out of here.
Also, love the white lightsabers.
Yeah, I love the way Ahsoka looked.
Yes.
Although heavily rumored but not officially confirmed of Rosario Dawson doing the role. She was great. I mean, I generally like Rosario and everything, so it's not a big stretch.
No, well acted. Love the design and the look of the character. Like, how they were able to pull it off from a cartoon to live action.
About the only change that they did, and I'm not up to Rebels yet. I'm still watching. I'm about halfway through Clone Wars. That percentage keeps on going up every time I mention it. It's probably going to slow right down now that I have a limited HBO.
Ah.
But her tendrils were cinched back up a little bit from, I know where they were in Star Wars Rebels, where they were like halfway down her body, which I'm sure just for the sake of movement and also how much weight was on her head is why that was done.
That makes sense.
Like, yeah, it's not going to be a one-to-one translation deal with it, but was it close.
Yeah, it was very good. It's the first time we really like have an exposure, and the Mandalorian has exposure to the Force and like the Jedi. Also, it was like very predictable that the Magistrate was gonna, like, as soon as you walked in, I'm like, the Magistrate's gonna want the Mandalorian to go kill the Jedi, and he's gonna like, yeah, I'll do it, because he knows he's gonna be able to find the Jedi.
Yeah, we get Baby Yoda's name, Grogu.
Yes. Also, he's really not a baby.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He's pretty old.
I love Ahsoka. If you don't know, she was Anakin's Padawan.
Yes.
So I love that line that she delivers where she's like, I've seen feelings like this, like, destroy the best of us.
Oh, yeah. That was.
I'm like, ah, I get it. I get it.
I understand.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that, like, she hints at other Jedi being out there.
Yeah. So
you have that.
There's the name drop of Grand Admiral Thrawn, who... A character, again, where I am at in the Clone Wars and Rebels, I have not seen, but I do know a basic bit of history. The old Star Wars lore, which is now considered Star Wars legend, there's an author, Timothy Zahn, who wrote a Thrawn trilogy of books that were like everyone's favorite bit of outside of like main continuity lore. And it was so beloved that when Disney took over, they decided to at least bring Thrawn and kind of his backstory in within the animated shows, but now it looks like that fan favorite character is coming back in live action. Why do I know the author of some Star Wars books I never read? I don't know, just cultural osmosis. I never read them.
Yeah,
but still got like ooh out of me. But I like the idea that we're gonna see these characters continue beyond just kind of like one-off episodes. But boy, this season does not care if you're not up on your Star Wars.
No, if you don't know.
I feel like Marvel's doing that too. Like, look, if you haven't watched the last 20 movies, we ain't here to hold your hand. You bought Disney Plus. It's all right there for you. But I mean, it was fun to see a lightsaber battle again. Not that it's been that long since we've seen one.
Beskar too. That's in, like, I guess it's interesting. We're finding things like we thought lightsabers could go through anything. Apparently not Beskar.
Yeah. But apparently if you hit their jetpacks, they'll just fly into the side of something.
Well, only the bad jetpacks. Not the good jetpacks. Also, like, reminder, where the hell's Boba Fett? We saw him once.
He'll be back. That's the hook.
Is he out there laying out all these metal obelisks around the world?
No.
No? Okay. Speaking of, it has to be.
No, there's not even worth entertaining. It was just a guy who put it out there and then he took it away.
But now they're like showing up in other parts of the world. Does it feel like a movie, like some sort of promotional thing that's going to come back?
No, it was a guy that put it out there years ago, was patient enough to sit on his hands until someone came across it. Considering the thing is just aluminum with rivets, it's not even worth entertaining.
Okay. And that was your monolith minute.
Yeah. The internet's so stupid. Like, oh, what is it? It was, we all know what it was. Don't pretend for a second like you don't know what it is.
It's 2020. It could be anything.
Overall, I did enjoy the episode a lot. I want to see more of Rosario's character. It feels like this might be a backdoor pilot. Did you get that vibe?
No, maybe a little bit. I don't know. It would feel like there's got to have a lot of money to produce a live-action Jedi show like that, I would think.
Yeah. Ahsoka's an interesting character because she has gone from being just, on her first appearance, reviled to beloved. She has had a hell of an arc.
Yes.
Because I saw that Clone Wars movie in theaters, and I watched it again within the last, whenever I got Disney Plus. It sucks. And she's so unlikable. She's calling R2-D2 R2-y. She's stealing a Hutt baby who farts and calling him stinky. And she's getting called Snips by Anakin, and she's just impetuous and annoying. But now everyone loves her.
You know?
That character has a crazy arc.
People change. People grow.
The character grew into something that people love as a kind of their POV character. And I like the character a lot where I'm at in my personal viewing of the timeline. But
well, there you go. I haven't watched much of the other stuff, so I can't really speak to.
I haven't watched Rebels. I haven't seen a minute of Rebels outside of a couple of clips that I've watched online of like, oh, there's Darth Maul dying. Oh, there's Ahsoka fighting Vader. Like I've watched those on YouTube, but I haven't seen an episode of Rebels and Clone Wars. Like I'm like halfway through, but now that I got some stuff to burn through on HBO Max before we get rid of it, I'm probably going to set it aside for a couple months. I'm not going to have this past January. So get your viewing in.
Oh, don't worry. I'm working on a scheme, a plan, if you would.
Right. Is that the Mandalorian?
That is the Mandalorian.
The Mando. He's like
off 10 to another minutes. Jedi temple.
All right. From there, let's move on to the nudes.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Let's stay in Star Wars. Dave Prowse has passed away.
Saw that.
If you don't know the name, you certainly know the work. From at least one thing, and probably a couple others. Dave Prowse, the body of Darth Vader. George Lucas apparently saw him in A Clockwork Orange. He's like, that guy is massive. And he gave Dave Prowse the choice of Chewbacca or Darth Vader. And he chose Vader. He's an old bodybuilder. Like, he was the kind of dude that would work out with, like, Arnold and Lou Ferrigno.
Yes. Very tall.
Did you ever see Clockwork Orange?
Parts of it, not all of it, no.
I don't even know how that would work. Okay. But he's in there, and he's just such an imposing figure. He's so jacked. But, I mean, obviously, best known for Darth Vader. And unlike a lot of Star Wars actors, I feel like never shied away from it. He might have, but I feel like he was always leaning into, like, I'm Vader. I remember, like, in 2005, when Vader was in Revenge of the Sith for 5 seconds, he was campaigning that he should be the one in the body. He's like, no one knows how Vader moves but me.
That's a good point.
Well, they went with Hayden Christensen instead on stilts.
Yeah.
Which I think makes sense because he shouldn't look like Commanding Vader. Like, this is a dude who's just getting used to this.
Yeah, he just got them legs.
Yeah. Dave Prowse also famously didn't know that his voice was going to be replaced by James Earl Jones. Wasn't a fan of that. But if you've heard him on the set of the Star Wars, which you can find that footage very easily, they made the right choice.
There was I saw a picture somebody had photoshopped of the original kind of Star Wars cast.
Is this going where I think it's going? It's annoying.
Yes.
Not everyone involved with Star Wars has to have a stupid forest ghost. Just respect their life. Respect their work. They don't need a stupid post with them glowing blue. Like, may the force be with you. No, he was a man. Respect the man. Yes. He wasn't a character.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about that dumb crap. But yeah, I mean, literally embodied one of the scariest bad guys of all time. So.
Yeah, like one of the bad guys.
Yeah, life well lived. All right, then some other stuff. Hey, this might be good news.
I like good news.
The Predator. We've learned some more stuff about the Predator.
Oh, the ugly mother?
Yes. For Predator 5? Is it 5? Excellent. 6? 5 or 6? 1, 2, 3, 4? It's 5. Predator 5. They've released information about what the setting is going to be for this, which made me kind of perk my ears. We go like, oh, okay. The film is going to be set a few hundred years ago with Native Americans and before the kind of colonization of America. And they're going to be getting legitimate Native actors to play the roles.
Really?
So I like the idea of fighting the Predator kind of like Arnold style, where you just don't have like guns or lasers or anything crazy like that.
Yes.
But just doing it with indigenous people. And that sounds like actually interesting. That's something different.
It's kind of like the, you know, the technology versus primalism that you kind of did have in the first Predator. With his,
yeah, which is what they had
to do. Booby traps and everything.
But we're going to see a different kind of warfare, which I think sounds really interesting. And also, like, even a bigger separation of not understanding the technology against them, because that's just going to be such a wide gap of, like, hey, here we are. Oh, my God, alien invaders with lasers. Like, they're not even going to have the language to use of, like, they're blasting us with lasers, because none of that would exist. It's going to be, I think that sounds cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be real. Actually, I'm in. I'm sold.
The Predator movie, like I said it before, they're mostly good, but I mean, I'm all for definitely doing a shakeup of it. And this sounds like a good shakeup. I think that sounds, yeah, actually interesting.
It's new. It's different.
What do you think they're going to do for, I mean, if this is like pre-colonial America, what do you think they're going to do language-wise? Are we going to get where we need to do like be reading subtitles for the indigenous people and for the Predators? Or are we going to do like the Hunt for Red October where we zoom in and zoom out? Which, by the way, I love that conceit. I love that visual storytelling of like, look, I know they're not speaking English, but you can understand it to make life easier.
I don't know. I think subtitles would like, I don't know, it would distract me from what I'm watching. Let them speak English.
But maybe with one of those trickeries.
Yes.
There's ways to do that I could buy. If the movie tells me that's what it's doing, I can buy it.
Yeah.
Just one of those, tell me your rules and I will follow your rules. Just don't break them. The rule for any movie. There's one more bit of news that was dropped over the holiday weekend. I'm sure to keep the fewest eyes off of it as possible.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what you do. When you want to drop bad news, you drop it on a Friday.
Yes.
Especially a holiday Friday.
It's called a news dump.
Yeah. Joss Whedon, I guess he's sleepy. He says he's exhausted, so he left his HBO show.
Oh, the old...
He said he's super sleepy. He's exhausted. It's been a trying year.
Yes.
Or HBO... AT&T is the parent company of HBO and Warner Brothers. And now that they're in the midst of their investigation, he got his ass fired. That's not what HBO said. It's not what Whedon said. But let's just go on a limb and say he got his ass fired.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't need to read the tea leaves that hard.
There are no tea leaves to read. Except for the bottom of my cup right now. There are some tea leaves.
And the fact that they dumped it on a Friday, I'm like, But yeah, he was working on a show for the last couple of years called The Nevers, which he had a comic that was supposed to come out a while ago. He'll
never be working in Hollywood again.
We'll see what happens. Who knows? I think a lot of it is going to, I mean, how much is made public about this investigation?
Yeah, that's another, how much rugs and waving there will be.
How much you buy of it at face value. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. And I don't have any sense of what the investigation actually entails. I saw some people being like, he's as bad as Harvey Weinstein when I was reading through like comments and stuff. I'm like, nope, it's not that. It's definitely not that. Or to the best of our knowledge, it's not that.
Yeah, probably not that.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, the start of the allegations with Ray Fisher, I mean, he's been upfront about also saying, I can't be specific because of NDAs, but hopefully when we kind of work things out, I can be in the future. So we'll see if, you know, we don't know. The reality is we don't really know. We know that there's an investigation. We know that Ray Fisher has said that stuff went down. We know that Jason Momoa has said that stuff went down. And that's about all we know.
It kind of begins to feel like where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And he's running from the smoke and the fire.
There seems to be quite a pillar of smoke, but who knows at this point. But yeah, so he, back when, I think it was New York Comic Con, they were doing their digital con. He was supposed to have a panel for the show that got removed at the last minute, and now he is no longer on the show itself. So yeah, not his year.
No, no, he's very also, few people have had a worse 2020 than he has.
Also, from a public perspective, losing that Batgirl job that he was supposed to write and direct. Yeah, we'll see. I want to see what comes out of all of this, but yeah. Yeah, he stepped away because he's very sleepy, which is silliness. He was clearly fired, right? And that, for legal purposes, that is my opinion.
He was,
and not me reporting that as fact.
He was given the option to resign.
No, he's just like, I'm sleepy, guys. I'm super exhausted.
Exactly. That's how it starts. Like, yeah, I need to go spend more time with, you know, not these people.
Also, not my wife, because she left me from all the cheating I did.
Well, ouch. Ouch. All right, well, there it is.
Maybe my kids still like me. I don't know. Yeah, those poor kids. They're grown up like, Daddy's made like one of the most successful movies of all time. He's on top of the world. Like, oh, no.
Nope. No.
So many skeletons in this closet. But that's it for the news. That's what I got.
I don't have any news.
It's all right. That's what happened this week. So we're going to move on from there as we do to this week in movie, I think a stage thing. And a magazine thing. And TV. Look, it's just about pop culture, but we're going to call it This Week in Movie History.
Superhero landing coming up.
This Week in
Movie
History.
We'll try for a guessing game on this one.
Okay. As
it is the Thanksgiving week, there wasn't a ton. But I would like to start with a weird one. And I would also like to add there was no context given to this of where it happened, when it happened, why it happened. But we're going to start in 1911 with something that would turn into a comedy bit that I think went through all the way through 1992's Batman Returns.
Really?
I don't think there's no way you would guess this one. But this week in 1911 is the first recorded time of audience members throwing vegetables at performers on stage.
Oh, but I mean, that happened back in the medieval times.
This is 1911. What do you want from me? Like I said, the website I use, which I think it's been a very reliable, like, news-focused site. That's all they said. It was like, first recorded time of vegetables being thrown, 1911.
Well, that's cool. I mean, but I mean, it was that dates way back.
Like, that's what the site practice, said.
That's the actual practice of throwing vegetables and rotten food at somebody. That goes way back.
Also, Channel 6 for us started this week. I wasn't going to include it, but then I did.
Channel 6?
Yeah.
Oh, WCHS?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they started this week in the 50s.
I'll be damned.
I didn't write it down.
But oh, yeah. You didn't have to write it. It was that seared into your memory.
Yeah. In 1953, this publication began and everybody just got it for the articles.
Oh, Playboy.
Yes, that was the guessing one. For bonus points, you know who was the first centerfold in Playboy?
Marilyn Monroe?
It is. You're correct. You win all of the Playboys.
Well, I don't need all of them. I don't want all of them.
In my mind, they were just like bunny-shaped trophies and not the magazines, but sure.
Oh, okay. Like,
I was throwing tiny trophies at you, shaped like bunnies.
Oh, I thought you were like giving me Playboy. A stack of periodicals.
No. Massive magazine. It's gone away. It went to, I don't know, the last couple of years, I know it went through a couple of changes. I know it's from doing like, not doing nudes to doing nudes to just being like digital only to, I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
It's a good question. I don't have an answer to it.
Neither do I. But man, what an institution for so long. And also a line of merch that if you were a guy and you were wearing a Playboy thing, kind of like if you're a guy now and you're wearing a Pornhub thing, I just go, kind of a douche, aren't you?
Wow.
Just a personal mental like check mark that I make in my brain.
It's entertainment for men.
Do you not make that check mark when you see something like that? You're just like, oh, God.
I haven't seen anybody wearing like a Pornhub shirt or anything like that.
A House of Pizza in town. One of the employees there was wearing one. I'm like,
Oh, okay. Well,
it's unpleasant.
Doesn't sound very pleasant. I mean, I don't know if I'd go around wearing a skin merchant shirt, but.
Gross term.
Tell me I'm wrong.
1956. This is something you like and something I've never really seen.
1956?
Yeah, a television show where you have to go higher or lower on a thing. I've never seen it. What?
Strange dissonant chord in the background.
I hit the spring on the microphone stand.
So that's what that sounds like.
1956. Some kind of show where you play a game.
So it's a game show, obviously. higher or lower?
Am I even right on this? It's The Price is Right. I don't
find it. Oh, that's like the way back Price is Right. Yeah, like the...
Wait, there's a, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah. That was NBC. That was Bill Cullen.
I don't know. We've been over this. I'm not a game show guy.
That's why Bob Barker's was the new Price is Right.
How was anything with Bob Barker new? How long did he do that show?
So the new Price is Right, like the, which became...
That's the one that Drew Carey does.
Just The Price is Right. I can't remember.
Whatever. The Price is Right started in 1956. It was something. It was a show that I know that you have enjoyed, so I put it on there for you.
Everybody, a snow day, sick day, they'll stay home and watch The Price is Right.
No.
No?
Never. No. It was never my thing.
Well?
Well, I skipped one, so we're going back in time. 1942. There's a good chance you'd see this one. One of the most classic movies of all time. World War II is happening.
1942?
Yeah.
Classic movie?
World War II. A man in a white suit and a girl that comes back into his life.
Casablanca.
Let me finish my description.
Oh, sorry.
That he bangs her and then lets her go off with her fiancé. What was the movie?
Casablanca.
That was Casablanca. You got it. Yeah. You did it.
Of all the gin joints in the world, she had to walk into mine.
Close. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I guess I'll put that on the list. Is it on the HBO Max?
Probably. It really holds up. It's a great movie. Yeah, that movie. Claude Rains is in there, who I know best from doing The Invisible Man, but I love just his shitty, weaselly kind of character who comes up good in the end. And I mean, Humphrey Bogart's fun, and my god, yeah, the movie is just top to bottom great. It really holds up. I know that like there's some like older movies that's like, yeah, they drag or whatever. This movie doesn't. I mean, this movie just kicks a whole lot of ass.
Oh, that's right, Play It Against Sam. Yeah, of all the gin joints in the world, and all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Don't correct me like you know it.
Well, you corrected me and you didn't even get it right. Of course,
great movie.
Skip the most famous line of the movie.
Kill those Nazis, Sam.
No, no. Here's looking at you, kid.
Get him.
Yeah, Sam. You show him, Sam.
Execute those Nazis.
Well, that took a dark turn, didn't it?
Sam, today is the day we invent the term curb stomp.
Let's do it. Oh, all right.
I mean, if American History X has taught us anything, curb stomp a Nazi.
That's not how that went in that movie, though. That was the total opposite.
I know, but that's what we learn from it.
No, I don't.
Don't let it happen to you.
How about this? Don't curb stomp anybody.
All right. I don't believe you.
No, violence is not the answer.
1993. Here's a happy pick-me-up, speaking of World War II.
Okay.
Everybody's sad forever in this movie, based on real things.
Everybody's sad forever. What year?
1993, black and white movie, except for one character.
Oh, Schindler's List.
That would be the one.
Yeah, that's a...
Fun times. I haven't seen that movie in years. I should rewatch it.
I mean, it's... I don't want to say it's a good movie enthusiastic, but it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's just not a pick-me-up. And like, what?
No.
I feel like it's like, I've seen it. I know it. I remember.
There are some terrifying scenes in that movie.
That's a fantastic movie.
Yes.
During the production of that movie, Spielberg was so depressed, he had NBC send him over Seinfeld episodes to watch at night so he could have a pick-me-up.
I could imagine. That's not exactly easy subject matter to immerse yourself in all the time.
But then there's a Seinfeld episode later on where Jerry goes on a date to Schindler's List and he's making out with his date during it, and people just keep on ridiculing him for it. That was their homage, their little callback to Spielberg for watching all those Seinfeld episodes of Jerry making out in the middle of Schindler's List.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, last one. In 2012... I don't want to make a guessing game out of this one. It was The Hobbit. The Hobbit happened. The first one's pretty good. And then the series tumbles off a cliff.
Again, one book doesn't really need three movies.
Well, it was supposed to be one movie with Guillermo del Toro. And then it was going to be two movies. And then when they were in the middle of production, they said, we're going to make it three movies. And it suffers so badly from that. In the middle of production of the first movie, they were like, yeah, we're going to make it three now. And... there was no recovery.
There isn't that much stuff in The Hobbit.
It could have been good, but just corporate greed stepped in and it made it bad. I just rewatched these, I don't know, the last four or five months. The first one is still okay.
Yes.
But they, as a whole, do not hold up.
I think part of the problem is the bar is set so high by the Lord of the Rings movies. And I feel like it just tries to be like Lord of the Rings Redux.
Yeah, it's trying to match a tonal tone that wasn't there in the books. It like, adds a bunch of stuff. Although there is, I also just redid the Silmarillion, which I haven't done in like 10 years. And a lot of the added scenes in that Hobbit movie are just in the back of that book. I'm like,
a lot of the appendix work. Yeah. Stuff in Dumbledore and...
Like, that's where that scene was. You have, like the council of, like, Elrond and Gandalf and Galadriel and Saruman, like, all that kind of stuff.
The White Council,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, that's just in the back of the Silmarillion. I'm like, there it is. Didn't know that. I mean, I read, again, it's been, like, 10 years since I read the Silmarillion, which is also fucking boring. Don't bother reading it. I've done it twice now. Don't recommend it. Unrelated. That's it. That's it for this week in movie history, with only... two or three movies in there.
Yeah, there wasn't much movies.
But we're going to move on from Saint Nick to Nick Foles. It's time for Jared's Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bear tested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared's Sports Report.
I can mix it up for December.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
It was the first Nick I could think of.
Well, I mean, it worked.
What team is he on right now? I don't even know what team he's on.
Well, funny you should mention Nick Foles. He's the Eagle. He sucks. You should have gone with, why am I drawing a blank?
Is the Eagles? He's on the Eagles?
Oh, no, he's on the Eagles. I can't remember where Nick Foles
is. He was on the Eagles.
Yes, he beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You should have gone with Nick Folk, actually.
Don't recognize the name.
He's the Patriots kicker who kicked the game winner for them this week against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, so that's where we're starting.
Yeah, let's start right there. Patriots with a win over the Arizona Cardinals wasn't pretty, but they got the job done. So they're going to just continue to string us along with playoff hopes. But hey, that's cool. They're, you know, there's always mystery and intrigue with this team. They could be a wild card. Speaking of a team that most likely will be a wild card team, Tampa Bay, they've lost. So the Patriots won three of their last four. The Buccaneers have lost two of their last three, or like three of their last four. Interesting statistic. You want to talk about the Patriots and the Buccaneers and Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay. How many wins of the 7 wins that the Buccaneers have came against teams that are above 500?
You did this last week. I forget. No, is it none?
No, it's one. Your beloved Green Bay Packers.
By beloved, you mean team I follow because my wife likes it.
Yeah, so your wife's beloved Green Bay Packers.
To be fair, yeah, they're beloved. I can name most of them.
Meanwhile, the Patriots have beaten four teams now with records above 500. Four.
Mm.
Four.
But with the worst record.
Yeah, it's true, because they only have 5 wins. So
only a few weeks left in the season.
Yeah, we're getting close to it. The big drama really surrounds the Baltimore Ravens, and now there's going to be Wednesday football, or is it now 3 Monday night games next week because of postponements and movement around because of COVID tests in the league. It's all getting very, very messy. Very, very messy.
Yeah. I imagine they'll still finish on time, but yeah, you're probably going to get weird day of the week games.
Yes.
Which also, depending on how those ratings are, do you think there's a chance of that changing the landscape of football?
No, because you already have Thursday. You have college on Friday and Saturday. NFL has all of Sunday. I mean, remember, the NFL owns the day of the week. It's one of my favorite lines from the movie Concussion.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of games that don't, I mean, they're players, all getting played,
players won't viewed. Buy into it. Right. Players won't buy into it because it's going to be kind of a one-off because of this season. But from a player safety standpoint, already some teams play on a Sunday and turn around and play on a Thursday. I think at that point, too much of a good thing, too much saturation of football. So no, I don't see that happening. Long story short.
Speaking of the Packers, they shellacked the Bears.
Yes, they
rivalry.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a rivalry game this time around.
No, we turned the game off in the fourth quarter. Like, we don't need to watch this. After, what, like 6 or 7 touchdowns, it was like, they won. We can go to bed.
Yeah, those are the best Sunday night games. When you don't feel the need to stay up for the entire thing, you can go to bed early. It's a win.
Oh, it was a loss for someone.
Ah, but nobody lost on Saturday night when Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fought to a draw.
That fight ended up on YouTube the next day and I watched it.
Yeah. So, A.
Did you see it?
I did. A, it wasn't really so much.
Did you watch the same YouTube video I watched?
I'm not sure if I did or didn't. I just watched a YouTube of it and Mike Tyson won the fight. I mean, if you're like trying to actually like score it legitimately, Mike Tyson won that fight.
In the early rounds, he especially did.
Yes. But what's funny is I would like to quote for you the following. My side tried to make the Tyson fight happen. We got nothing but excuses. No more excuses. This is the fight that must happen for both our legacies. Saturday night, you said you were ready to fight me, so sign the contract to get in the ring, Tyson. The world is waiting, and it's on you. I'm ready. Who said it?
I have no idea.
Evander Holyfield.
What?
Yeah. Take a bite of that, huh?
Didn't see that coming.
Well, neither did he see this Mike Tyson getting to bite his ear. Which, how did Mike Tyson bite his ear?
I'm going to say when they were holding each other.
Yeah, but like with a mouth guard in. That's an aggressive chomp.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, there would have been a mouth guard. I mean, still, yeah. I mean, ears are just cartilage, just pressing hard enough. Yeah, you could definitely do it because he did it.
It's not impossible. We've seen it done.
Yeah.
But then, of course, everybody remember Nate Robinson? You may remember from your Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Nate Robinson's lucky to remember who he is. He got knocked out cold.
By a YouTuber.
Yeah. Best part about the whole pay-per-view thing, what I saw of it, and then some of the highlights. The winner of the night, Snoop Dogg.
Yes, I heard him doing the call. It was hilarious.
Hilarious.
This is just Rocky Balboa. I've seen this movie.
Yes.
Except with less likable people.
Yeah, and bigger crowds and more. You can even tell Michael Buffer doing the Let's Get Ready to Rumble was like, who's just giving me my paycheck and get me out of this COVID nest?
I didn't see him. The video I watched was just pure fight.
Oh, no. I saw like the video of like the walkouts and everything like that. So
I didn't see that much. There was a 17-minute video of just the fight.
Nope. I would say that, it wasn't good. Wasn't good. There you go.
Boy, they were strong, but they did get winded quickly.
Well, what else did I think I had read somewhere that Mike Tyson said he was high as hell for that fight, too?
I didn't see that. Jesus.
Let me see if I can find my source again on that. Yes, here we go. On Barstool Sports, Mike Tyson confirms to reporters that he was high as shit during his fight.
Great.
Mike Tyson reveals he was high during his fight with Roy Jones Jr. Quote, it's just what I do and how I am and how I'm going to die.
Jesus. Is that it for sports?
Anything from the basketball standpoint? The NHL might be on the verge of a lockout or a non-played season because of some problems with the CBA coming up. But I don't know much about it other than that, so there you go.
I guess quick Celtics rundown versus the NBA because I'm not really paying attention to other teams right now.
Okay.
Kemba is going to be out for 12 weeks, might be back in January. He had a stem cell injection into his left knee. He's going to be put on a strengthening program. Romeo Langford out until late January, early February, but we kind of knew that already. Tristan Thompson apparently has some kind of hamstring injury that might limit his minutes early on. Hospital Celtics are back, baby. Season hasn't even begun.
Just play the MASH theme.
It's going to be the condensed season and the limited time off. I don't know how standings are really going to affect things. I'm just going to go into the season, going to be happy basketball's back. It's back literally at the night of recording. Preseason, or at least for a Celtics game, is in 2 weeks. Oh, you know what's kind of like weird, though, for a preseason game?
Uh-huh.
Celtics get to do two, and they're both going to be nationally televised. First one's Philly, which isn't a surprise. Like, yep, do that one. But then their second one is going to, that's at Philly. And then their second one is with Brooklyn in Boston. So after missing all of last year, Kyrie will return to Boston with no crowd in a preseason game.
Well, I'd like to share with you now, just drop the Christmas Day schedule.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen this.
Here we go. Five games on Christmas at 12 o'clock. Pelicans at the Heat.
Okay.
2:30, the Warriors at the Bucks.
Less exciting without Clay, so that's a kind of surprising one. All right.
8 p.m. game, Mavericks and Lakers.
Okay.
You got a 10:30 West Coast game, the Clippers and Nuggets.
Okay.
And I skipped over the afternoon nap game.
I noticed that you seem to have skipped a few hours in there.
Yes, at 5 o'clock. From the TD Garden, the Nets and Celtics will play.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Oh, man. So Kyrie, we're going to get two Kyrie games in like a week and a half.
And as Sean Grandy just tweeted, you know Sean Grandy.
I love Sean Grandy. Best radio man in the game.
I talked to him once on the phone.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was working at WZON. Yeah.
Oh, Grandy's great.
Yeah. So Sean Grandy, Kyrie's first time playing in an empty TD Garden since the Nike commercial.
he's a great Twitter follow.
He is.
For those who don't remember, Kyrie shot a Nike commercial with his dad saying how he was going to retire number 11 to the rafters and no one else was going to play with that number. Since then, Enes Kanter and one of the rookies, I forget his name, is played a number 11 since then.
Well, there you go. That's great.
Kanter was great about
didn't
it.
I just made your night.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that game.
Well,
that's going to be fantastic.
5 o'clock on Christmas, COVID depending.
I'm sure Kyrie will be like, I got the disease. I can't go back.
He might have the Rona. People are going to boo me. There's going to be nobody in the building, Kyrie.
Ah, good old Kyrie, fuck Thanksgiving Irving.
Do you...
said that to a reporter. It was Abby Chin on Thanksgiving Day and then walked away.
Do you think they'll still do Geno if there's nobody in the garden? Like, if nobody's in the garden and Geno still happens, does it really happen?
I don't know. Oh, man. That is a great Christmas Day schedule.
There you go. I know what you're doing on Christmas.
That and Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's a busy day.
And apparently, if you're over, I'm going to be playing video games.
I know. We'll have to make multiple TVs, and it'll be a lot of work, but we can figure it out. We're decently smart individual people.
When did that get announced? That must be, like, fresh.
Woj just dropped it at 8:20.
Okay. So, yeah, so there you while go. We were recording.
There you go.
Oh, man. That is a great schedule.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
I made it just for you. All right. Where are we now?
Well, last year on the Christmas Day game, you slept through it.
I will. So
you and my wife were both asleep on the couch, just snoring away.
Well, she let me try the new. She let me try the weighted blanket.
Was that what it was?
It was. It was a combination of things. That and the 5 or 6 big potato canoe egg things I ate kind of weighed me down a little bit.
All right. Is that it for sports?
That's it for sports.
Well, fill your cup with holiday cheer.
Well, mine's empty of the lemon honey chamomile tea I just had.
I just have tea. But we're going to move on to our second holiday episode, because we did the Star Wars holiday special, to a Justice League Christmas episode. Can't remember the title.
I believe it was called Comfort and Joy.
Comfort and Joy. Play the theme.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret. I'm always angry.
It's time for an Editor's Note podcast review.
Play it again, Sam. Nah, just once is fine. I love this episode. I've been sitting on this one for a while, for a number of holidays.
Well, I mean, it's only really apt for one set of holiday.
To be fair, this is just a Christmas episode. But it has everything that Christmas is all about. Going home for the holidays. Trying to sneak looks at presents. Santa Claus.
A bar fight.
Feeling ostracized.
A bar fight.
Giving to the less fortunate.
Stealing cookies. Prison. Stealing cookies through some kid's chimney.
Getting loaded.
Sitting naked on your friend's family's house windowsill with their cat singing in an alien language.
I guess he was nude. I didn't think about that. but what a classic. This is going back to the Justice League cartoon.
Using your fame to get the last toy in the world.
That's true. But for good reasons.
That's fair. Somehow you managed to get an orphanage Toy Story in on me again anyway, you sneaky, sneaky man.
Much like a Simpsons Halloween episode, this is 3 stories in 1 episode.
Yes.
Just layered slightly differently. So let's go through them. First, we get the Flash. He goes back to Central City, away from the Justice League, where he goes to an orphanage every year to give all of the children one single toy. Get more toys.
Yeah.
This is my first thing.
You're the Flash.
I'm world famous. I apparently can get toys for free, and I love to bring you one. I hope you all like the same thing, because you're getting one toy once a year.
You know, share.
But much like the Cabbage Patch Dolls of yore or Tickle Me Elmo, the kids want a rare toy. A farting, singing...
DJ Rubber Ducky.
It was a duck. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, they want a farting duck. Just a duck that farts and raps. The Flash goes to every store. They're all not great at business, because all they put in their windows is signs saying, "We don't have this very popular thing. Please don't come in."
It's like Turbo Man.
It is just like Turbo Man. And Jingle All the Way. I had to clarify for the people that didn't remember.
Yes.
I'm good like that. Yes, this is essentially the It's Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
There's even a guy with a red spandex suit that can go really fast.
Yeah, like a Turbo Man, perhaps.
Yeah. He's very quick.
But there's no Phil Hartman character.
No, there's... Put that cookie down!
These cookies are so good.
I couldn't help it.
Those are my cookies.
That made the dog run downstairs. He needed to know what the commotion was about. Hey, buddy. But the Flash, he runs all over the world to get the very last farting duck he can, only to run into the Ultra Humanite.
He has balls for head.
He has a big brain.
I guess so.
He has a big, veiny brain with two lobes.
Yeah.
Two distinct veiny lobes coming out of his head.
Yes, he does. His head looks like a Crown Royal bag.
But look, he's just there to cause chaos and destruction, but he accidentally destroys the Flash's fart duck.
Yeah.
And once he realizes the Christmas spirit, he builds it back with the Flash.
Better. He says it's going to be better.
Worse. It tries to teach you stuff, and there's nothing I hate more
than learning.
Edutainment.
Well, then
edutainment sucks ass always.
Isn't that kind of our show?
Edutainment? I don't know. What is this? This is the ramblings of some jackass and his friend.
Yeah, I know. I'm the friend. So wait, you didn't like reading Rainbow? That's kind of like edutainment. Do you remember Square One TV?
Okay, that I don't.
Oh, that was also very much, it was PBS, so it certainly was edutainment. I'm trying to think of other, Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Bill.
You not like Bill Nye the Science Guy?
The thing is I don't remember learning anything from them. Both with that and reading Rainbow, like, I remember the theme songs, and I remember liking the hosts. But if you were like, tell me one thing you learned from Bill Nye, I'd be like, I don't know. One story that was read on Reading Rainbow, like, I don't know, they did that Star Trek episode.
Huh, all right.
Could you remember any specifics you learned from Bill Nye?
Oh, I learned a lot of things about Bill Nye, like chemical reactions, he blew a bunch of stuff up, learned about weather from Bill Nye, gravity, space, oh yeah, tons of stuff.
What books were read on Reading Rainbow? That Star Trek episode?
There was the one about the giant, I can't remember, the kid with the ukulele who put the giant to sleep. What's the story, Wishbone?
Wrong thing.
Oh, I know. Had a great theme. DMX sang the theme for Reading Rainbow, right?
You really enjoyed that internet video.
I love that internet video. Speaking of DMX internet videos, this one popped up in my feed again today. Forgot all about this. DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, I know that one.
Yes. Come on. Everything he says is, come on, come on.
What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Flash. The Flash. He gets the toy to the children. Ultra Humanite has built it so it teaches them stuff. They're like, this is worse. But still, because he tried, the Flash gives him a disco Christmas in prison.
He does. The aluminum tree with the spinning wheel. That was a thing back in the 70s and 80s.
He just had a disco in there by himself. And the Flash smiles on.
Yes.
But what do we learn here? We learn to give...
You totally skip over Green Lantern and Hawkgirl. Oh,
we got two stories to go.
It's I thought you were just doing. Time. Oh, we're just doing the. Oh, we're doing the first one with. Okay.
What do we learn here? We learn to if we make toys worse, children might accept them, but they might not. And you should probably buy more than one gift for 12 kids.
Yeah,
that's what we learned from the Flash one. Next up, Superman.
Yes, home for the holidays.
He notes that Batman wants nothing to do with nothing, and he wants to just stay in space in the watchtower observing the Earth, kind of like Santa.
That is kind of funny.
He's like, he asks for duty immediately. And Clark goes home to Smallville with Martian Manhunter John Jones, who has no concept of holiday cheer or the season.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on with this.
And Clark, who apparently is a small child, and I must kind of be. Love him for it.
Yes, trying to use his
X-ray vision
to look at presents. Oh, lead.
Apparently his parents got lead wrapping paper, which I'm watching this with my wife, and she's like, where did they get that? I feel like they know a lead manufacturer if they had to raise Clark.
Had to have, yes.
Like, they were really into, like, paint. Like, I know, like, most houses are like, get rid of the lead paint. They were like, add it to the walls. Keep adding layers. Let us have some privacy.
Clark, but he has his super hearing.
Well, they soundproof the room, too.
Well, good point.
It was just it was lead paint and just
sound foam.
Yeah. But John tries to understand the meaning of Christmas.
So he goes and floats around town and creeps on everybody in the village of Smallville.
But he, I mean, he gets to see that he's given a gift despite not bringing one of his own. He gets to hear holiday cheer being sung as a community comes together. A little girl who might not believe in Santa because the cookies always disappear at night. So some sad dad who waits all year for that plate of cookies, John is there to just eat them for himself and comes down the chimney and steals the cookies.
Just one.
But he doesn't leave a gift.
No, he doesn't know any better.
He's not a reciprocal Santa.
No.
He's a real he takes. He takes and he takes. He's a takey Santa.
Yes. He doesn't discriminate. He takes and he takes.
He meets the family cat that hates him.
Yes, Kitty.
Yes, that's all he says to the cat. That's going to ingratiate himself with that cat, just Kitty. The cat hates him until John gets naked.
And starts singing, what were they singing? Which Christmas
Martian
hymn?
Holiday classics.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cat's like, I like your weird foreign tongue and I like your weird naked body. Let me rest with you.
Can you never say that again?
It's kind of like what the dog is doing right now.
Can you never say that again?
Let me rest with you?
No, before that. I like your weird foreign tongue and your naked body.
So I guess John learns the spirit of the holidays a bit.
Yeah, I would say he does.
I mean, not overly, but he just likes to hang out. He gets comfy. He hangs out with the cat. People appreciate him. Doing okay. And then we get Hawkgirl and Green Lantern, who aren't quite dating yet, but they're gonna in the near future of this series.
I couldn't tell that was coming.
Was it the kissing?
It may have been the bar fight. Yeah, the overt flirting with a giant snowball fight that escalated into a war.
Yeah, they're just outside. It's just John Stewart and Kiara something. I can't remember. Oh, no, they do Thanagar in this. I'm like, is it the Thanagar thing or is it the Egyptian thing? Or is it both? I think they just do Thanagar in the show. So she's an alien, maybe an Egyptian. I can't remember.
Yeah.
The Hawk people's origin is convoluted. But they're just outside having a snowball fight. She's like, you can fly through space. Why do you care? He's like, because snow is awesome and fun.
It's great. And someone, I love snow.
And it's from someone from New England. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, kind of. It's fun for like one a weekend a year.
No, I love snow. Chance to go skiing more this year, maybe.
Really? I was going to say much less.
Well, if there's no, like, if basketball is spaced out or isn't as much basketball. I feel like if you can, you can socially distance pretty decently skiing.
Maybe on the lift and on the mountain, but when you're talking about like getting dressed or taking a break in a lodge of people heavily breathing.
That won't be a thing. I have and will and don't mind riding up in my snow pants and riding back in my snow pants or having.
There's usually some kind of midday break. I can see a world where just taking a trip is half a day versus a full day.
Yeah, or you tailgate in your car, bring a little grill. People do that.
I guess.
I mean, it is kind of a pain to walk from the, you know, depending on how far away you have to park.
But the two of them are out, and then they decide to go to space to a space bar where Hawk Girl gets them into a drunk. Her way to relax on Christmas is to go to a bar and get into a fight with everyone.
Yeah, that's it. She starts it. She, like, taps the guy and then points at the Green Lantern, and he gets his ass beat. But he loves it. And then he's like, oh, let's go. Fight time. Fight night in this space bar.
And that's how the Justice League spend the holidays. And then Hot Girl kisses him on the face when he's either sleeping or has been beaten unconscious, unclear which.
But he's in the arms of the giant rhinoceros horned man that was beating him up earlier. I think they've came to a consensus. I mean, the poor guy's trying to clean up his bar. Got tore up. I mean, tore up.
To be fair, this is a charming episode.
Yeah, it was cute.
I like all three stories. It's a good standalone. It was the first standalone of the series, according to the internet. I really like it. I think it's a charming little holiday thing. It's an easy, quick 20 minutes. And you know, watch it. It deserves to be that kind of like pantheon of like short, easy, digestible holiday stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. That it?
That's it.
All right, we're moving on to letters to the editors.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What did I say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
We're just going to whatever the oldest one is.
Okay, I like it. So it'll be very topical.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, this includes a phone number at the bottom.
Oh. Uh-oh.
You know what? I'm going to move on from that one because that's a good one, but I feel like we need to prep for that ahead of time.
Oh, can you at least tell me now?
No.
Does it have to do about me?
No.
Are they leaving a phone number for me?
All right. Thanos and his army defeated a weakened, hammerless Thor in Asgard. Do you think he could have beaten them if Hela and her army were fighting with Asgard, give or take Surtur?
Ooh, I don't know. Good question. I'm going to say no, because at that point, remember, he has some stones. He has some of the Infinity Stones.
Especially he has the Power Stone.
He has the Power Stone.
If we go chronologically where it is, he has the stone where supposedly if you just drop it on the floor, it will destroy the entire planet.
Yeah, so I'm going to say no. I don't think he can. Sorry.
Yeah, that would be my kind of take. Because, I mean...
I think he wins that. I think Hela gets her ass kicked. Surtur gets Power Stoned into oblivion.
Yeah, because he has two at that point.
Or what happens is Hela just joins forces with him.
Yeah, that too. She could also just leave. Just be like, I'm going to rule my own literal world of hell.
Yes.
See a world where she just pieces out. She's like, you know what? I'm going to get out of this. There was also, in the Thor comics, Hela and Thanos were briefly engaged.
Oh, well, see, he's always had a thing for those death girls.
He has. But then the narrative of someone's story changed. I'm not sure who, and they had to get rid of that plot point. So they just broke up at the altar. And Hela married a lady instead and took over the Dominion of Hell.
Well, good for her.
With a queen.
The Queen of Hell.
Queen and Queen of Hell. What's her name? Baldur's Lady.
Baldur's
Cersei? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, my instinct is to say no, mostly because I guess it would depend on what, if we're going with movie and where we are when Thanos defeated that ship. I think if he has the Power Stone at that point, then it's kind of a moot point. And you also have a weaponless Thor.
Yeah.
Who's real into throwing things.
Yeah, I think he wins that. I don't think it's much of a contest either.
Because I also, can that Thor throw lightning in space? We don't know. So he doesn't have lightning. He doesn't have a weapon. And the rest of the Asgardians, yeah, I'm going to say they still lose even with Hela. And if they're on that spaceship, I'm going to say they don't have Surtur because he's too big for it. And if he was there, he'd just break it.
Yes.
There we go. That's the answer. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Pretty also, narratively, it wouldn't work narratively.
No.
You need Thanos to win.
He has to win. He has to win so he can lose.
There we go. That's the show. Holiday show.
All right. If you like the show, go ahead and visit us at patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. $1 a month gets you the show the night we record it. You get it hot off the presses, right out of our mouths.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got that. Plus, you get access to all kinds of other cool stuff that's in there. And you want to know what it is? Buy the Patreon. You're looking for that holiday gift for somebody that you like, kind of, like on the periphery, and think, what can I buy them that makes it feel like I put in some effort, but really didn't?
Could you give us that $1 for a month? Could that be our holiday gift? You just sign up for a month.
Yeah, sign them up for a Patreon. Just for a month. So they can just be getting, like, yeah, getting, I Patreoned once. Let's see.
I'll take a single dollar.
Yeah, and you're also on Twitter, so you can also find Zach on Twitter. Maybe you should add in your Patreon for the month, like a follow bag. You get a follow on Twitter from you or I for like $2 this month, like a Christmas special.
Give us money on Patreon. I'll send you a shirtless photo of Jared.
That's not necessary. We want people to get money, Zach. We want people to pay money, not like, you know, they'll probably pay you more money to not send them the picture.
Either one.
Also, why do you have a shirtless picture of me?
I'm sure there's one on your Facebook somewhere I could find.
Deleting pictures as we speak.
And you, too, are on Twitter. You tweet about football.
I tweet about football.
You know when the Patriots are playing.
Yes. Yeah, at Junior Rich. I was going to this year, but missed out on it because apparently it was tonight. I was going to live tweet Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I was going to wait for a different Christmas special.
Shucks.
Spamming your timeline with useless crap, baby.
But we will be back next week for a whole new show with a topic we definitely haven't done before.
Fresh content.
Going to the world of comics. We'll do another comic holiday special.
I love it.
Until then, enjoy the beginning of your holiday season. Buy your presents, stuff your stockings, give to the less fortunate, and I don't know, be kind to each other or something.
Ho, 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 space cats.
Hated that.